Hello. Thank you for
Yes,
calling the.
hello.
Hi, so sorry. Thank you for calling the NEC helpline.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm very, very sorry. Can I just have your first and last name? My name is Jaden.
My name is Rachel Adamson.
Rachel Adams. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Yes.
You do have an attorney assisting you. Do you know which attorney group?
You said, do I have one? No, I don't, sweetheart. No, I
Oh, okay,
don't.
I'm sorry. No worries. I just have to follow up and ask. So you don't current you have you signed any documents with any other attorney group?
I say that again, sweetheart, because you're going in and out.
Sorry about that. Have you signed any documents with any other law firm or spoken with any other law firm in regards to the NEC lawsuit?
No.
I see. And thank you for confirming. And just to see if we can qualify you today, what was did you have a child that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, sir. Her name was Ari Barbour.
And what was the first and last name?
Ariana Barbour.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. And was she diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yeah, unfortunately. Come on, Pandora. I'm sorry. I'm picking my daughter up from work. So I said from work, from school. So if you hear
It's okay.
noise,
No worries, no worries.
because of that.
And then, really quick, I just have to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Say that again.
This is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing, and you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
I don't know what's going on. Every time you talk, it goes in and out. Say that again.
So
Sir, I'm
sorry.
sorry.
So you didn't have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I don't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter?
No, I
Got you.
don't.
And unfortunately, your daughter was diagnosed with NEC, or was
No, it was my daughter, Ariana.
it was your daughter that was diagnosed with NEC, necrotizing
Yes.
enterocolitis?
Guys, enterocolitis, yes.
I'm so sorry. And what type of injuries did they sustain? Did
Yeah.
she pass away? Is her ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
No, she didn't pass away or anything like that. The only problem that did occur as she was growing is that she has like a little development problem. As far as like, how can I put it, like comprehending?
I see.
Like she's having like slow brain development. I'm gonna say that. Like it's really hard for her. Like right now she can't really talk. She just make a lot of noise
Is it
and things like that.
neurological damage or
Yes.
cere and then if I may ask, there's a list of symptoms. Can I read them off? Just let me
Yes,
know
you
if she
can.
has any. Just let me know if she has any of these, any
Okay.
intestinal perforations, scarring or strictures in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, anything like that.
She had the only thing I can explain to you is that she had a lymphoma surgery. I can't really pronounce the word. It's hard to. If I don't see the word, it'll be hard for me, but it starts with an L.
Lymphoma?
Yeah. Laparotomy.
Oh, okay. I see. Something got you. And she was diagnosed. Okay. And then you also said she had comprehensive issues and other type of brain issues.
Like she has a brain problem.
I see. And I'm
She
very,
doesn't
very.
act like a normal baby. I'm gonna put it like that.
I see. And if I may ask, do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
Yes, I have the hospital number if you need any medical information, and if you guys can't get it, I can definitely get it.
Okay.
If you guys can't.
Perfect. And so, okay, you know the hospital she was diagnosed at?
Yeah.
And what was
it's
the date?
It's Mount Sinai.
Got you. What was the date of her diagnosis of necrotizing enterocolitis?
The date of her diagnosis, oh, God, it was in November. November 5th or the 6th of 2022.
I'm very, very sorry. I mean, that was very still recent, and I'm very, very sorry about that. Was she... Was your daughter, was she diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after? Or fortifier?
It was after. No, it was after. I didn't really notice it until I checked her pair for one day. I knew it wasn't normal.
And so she was diagnosed after she was fed formula?
Yes.
I'm very, very sorry about that. And how long after?
Yeah, it's not an easy.
It's very terrible to go through, especially at that age. It's just scary. If I may ask, do you know how long?
Yeah, I'm mad that I'm leaving.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's my fault. I'm sorry. I think it's like delayed on my end, so everything I say comes like a second later. So I'm sorry about that. How if I may ask, do you know how long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your daughter diagnosed with NEC?
No, she wasn't diagnosed with NEC until after she took the formula, sweetheart. She ain't have no problems.
I got you. Do you know how long after being fed the formula she was diagnosed? Was it within 7 days, over 7 days?
It was over 7 days.
Do you know exactly?
I know that for
7 days. Was it like 2 weeks
I'm gonna
late?
I'm going to say a little over 2 weeks. I'm going to say about... I want to make sure I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 22, 23 days after.
Okay. And was she still at the hospital for that whole time, or did she leave the hospital and then had to come back?
Oh, no, she would. No, she couldn't come back. They had to keep her hospitalized.
Oh, so she stayed in the hospital?
Yes.
And so, okay, just 1 second. I just have to speak with, I'm pretty sure that should be okay to move forward. I just have to ask really quick. Is that okay?
No problem. Go ahead. I'm going to try to remember as much as I can.
And perfect. Thank you so much. So you said she was diagnosed with NEC 23 days after, but she was in the hospital the whole time. If she never left
you
the
said
hospital,
after
correct?
She,
or she
no,
she
did... never left the hospital, sir.
Okay.
After she was diagnosed, around 20, 23 days, she had to be hospitalized.
Gotcha. And so she...
For a couple of days, I'm going to say about, it was over 30 days, 40 days. I know that she was in there for a while.
Oh, wow. That's almost a month. And so...
Because
go on.
I gave I was supposed to give birth a week before December of 2022, but unfortunately it didn't turn out that way. So
I'm so sorry about that. And so the story is. She didn't leave the hospital till 23 days after.
After what, sweetheart? After I gave birth?
Yes. So after yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then just 1 second.
I hate his phone. I don't know if it's phone or his phone. I don't know.
Okay,
sir, you
perfect.
Can hear me, can you?
I can hear you perfectly. I'm sorry. If it's my end,
okay.
I'm so sorry about that. But you're completely all right.
Yeah, because when you ask a question, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Gotcha. I'm so sorry about that. I just have to confirm. So she never left the hospital and she was there for 23 days after, or maybe even longer.
Yes.
And
Probably
she was,
longer, yeah. She was in
and
there for a while.
was she, how long after was she diagnosed with NEC?
How many days I found out she was diagnosed?
After the, when she, after being born?
I'm gonna say, oh man, I'm trying to remember. It was like, yeah, 2023 days. I'm trying to remember as much as I can.
No worries. And then again, thank you so much for speaking about this. Do you know the hospital that they were treated at, or that she was treated at?
Yeah, of course. I remember that. I remember Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai. And then what city or state was that in?
I can't. Hold on. Yeah, say that again, sweetheart.
And then what was the city and state that that was in?
New York, New York.
New was Mount Sinai Hospital, 1468 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10029.
No, sweetheart. It's one
Oh.
Gustave.
One Gustave.
L. Leve place.
Got you.
And the zip code is 10029.
Got you. And that was Gidwani Umash, or the Mount Sinai Hospital, right? The Mount.
Yes, it's the Mount Sinai. It's the number one, then Gustav. I can't pronounce that name, sir.
No worries. I found it online. You're
L.
Gustave.
Okay.
I just wanted to confirm with you. I think that should be good. I'm going to read it off. I have one Gustave L. Levi Place, New York, New York, 10029.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. And then was that the, that was the hospital that they were born at, correct?
Yes.
Chill. And then what brand? So sorry. I'm sorry about that. Do you know what brand of formula was used?
Yeah, I was using Similac.
Similac, okay. And we'll be filing this claim. You are the mother filing on your daughter's behalf.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for confirming. And is your daughter still with us, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you do have authority to sign on your daughter's behalf, or of course, probably.
Yes.
And
Yes.
you, perfect. And you are a client of the, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
So sorry about that. And what was the gestational age at birth?
Excuse me?
The gestational age. So how many weeks were you pregnant when you gave birth?
How many weeks I was pregnant?
Yes. So anywhere from,
About 29, 30 weeks.
29 to 30 weeks.
Yeah.
And did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still at the hospital, or did you leave and come back? You said you stayed at the hospital.
Yes.
You stayed at the hospital.
Yes, sir.
Got you. And what was your daughter's date of birth?
Her birthday is October 15. October 15, 2022.
2022. Perfect. So she's
Yeah.
about 2 years old today? Or, yeah, today?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Let me see. Okay, perfect. And can you provide a birth certificate if required? Like an
Say that
image of,
again, sweetheart.
would you be able to provide a birth certificate if required, like an image of one or like a copy of one for your daughter?
Sure. Sure.
Perfect. And that, perfect. Thank you so much. That would probably be directly to the attorneys, or directly to the DocuSignature. Did you have any other friends, family, loved ones that also experienced something like this or were also affected in any other way like this?
No, sweetheart, I don't. But trust
Awesome.
me, if I ever come across anybody I don't know, I will try to inform them.
Of course, and that's a great thing that that's really good. And again, I'm very, very sorry that you had to go through this. If I may ask, can you confirm your child's gender for me? I just have to confirm.
That again, sweetheart.
Can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Oh, she's a female.
Perfect. And then can I have her first name and spelling?
Ariana, Ariana, and her last name is Barbour, Barbour.
R and then middle initial or anything like that?
Yes, it's S, Sharon. S for
S.
Sharon.
S for Sharon. And then is there a second, third, or probably no junior or senior or anything like that?
Say that again. No, ain't none of that. No.
Okay, perfect. And then I check, do you have her full social? This is just for medical purposes.
Yes, I have to go in my stuff 1 second because I never keep my, my
Of
personal
course.
stuff in my bag outside.
No
Got
worries.
that.
And then next, we'll go over your information for the signer. And you said your first name was Rachel Adam or
Okay.
Rachel Adams.
Adam's son with an O-N.
Got you. And then middle initial.
M as in Michael.
Perfect. And then just let me know whenever you have the information for your daughter.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
775-380620.
And that was 775-380620.
Yes.
And that was for Ariana Barber.
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the signer, I have Rachel M. This is the you are the signer. You are filing the claim. Rachel M. Adamson. Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm single.
Single. And then do you have can you confirm your
And
gender for me, please? Sorry.
my gender?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a female. I
Perfect.
don't sound like a female?
No, I'm so sorry. We just have to confirm for the
No,
file.
I'm just joking. No,
And then
it's okay.
damn. And then can I have your date of birth, please?
My birthday is October 7th, 1986.
That's nice. 09/07/1986. So it's like almost a week away from your daughter's. Oh wait. Oh no. She's
Yep,
in
that's how I know she's a
October. She's in
blessing.
October, huh?
That's how I know she's a blessing.
So wait. Oh yeah. Wait. So yours is 09, right? She's 10. She's October. And then you're
Yeah.
September. Got you.
No,
Okay.
sweetheart, I'm October.
Oh, okay, so it's
I'm
10/7.
October. October. Yes.
Perfect. I'm so sorry about that. I just have to confirm. So your date of birth is October 7th, 1986.
Yes.
And then can I have your full social?
Mine's at 133-70.
133. 70.
1495.
And then I'm going to read these two back. I have 10/7/1986 for date of birth. And then full social I have is 133-701495.
Yes.
And then can I have your contact email?
My contact email is RACAHELADAMSON at gmail.com.
Okay, wait. Perfect. And then I think I spelled your name wrong. It's not RACHEL, correct? It's RACAHELADAMSON. H-E-L?
No, sweetheart. You spelled my name correctly. That's just my email, how I spell my email name.
Okay, nice. Perfect. Awesome. And thank you for confirming. Sorry about that. The phone number I have on file is 347-222-9874.
Yes.
And then is that a mobile home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Perfect. And then can I have your full address or home, just like home address?
2395 First Avenue.
First Avenue. And that was new, or 2396 First Avenue, New York, New York, USA? But it's 2395.
No, sweetheart.
23.
Yes.
Okay, got you. I just have to make sure I switch this.
It's okay.
Awesome. So 2395 First Avenue, Manhattan, New York, New York, 10035?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And do you have any official documents to show that you are the power of attorney? You are the mother, though, correct? So that doesn't apply?
Yeah, only thing I have is the birth certificate.
Got you. That's more than enough. That should be enough. That should be totally fine.
Okay.
And then just one sec. And then this next part, I'm very sorry, I have to ask, I should have to include this next part. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or anything about that with your child? It's usually a no, just have to confirm.
No.
Perfect, okay.
No.
Again, we just have to confirm. And any family history details of abuse?
No, sir.
It's usually a no, yeah, we just have to confirm. And were any of the following issues during the... Were there any of these following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, or anything like that? Any other?
No, sweetheart.
Okay, perfect. And again, we just have to confirm, usually it's nothing like that. And the child was born premature, correct?
Yes.
I'm very, very sorry about that. And what state was the child born in? I'm so sorry about that.
She was born in New York. I say, yeah, she was only 3 pounds, and she was born in New York.
I'm so sorry.
3 pounds is small.
Yeah, that is. I think, geez. It usually, so what's it called? Mm-hmm. The milk and cow-based proteins usually affect.
Yeah.
If the baby is underweight, it usually
that's
takes
exactly
longer
what effect,
which is the scary part. But that should have been on the companies that developed this to let you know that. Especially if it's dealing with kids, like, you know, their immune systems aren't built up yet. You should, you know.
But the crazy part about it is that a lot of people like myself are doing this lawsuit, but the sad part about it is they still have it in the stores. So, you know, it's kind of and
I see.
It's scary at the same time.
It's just because of their age too. It's so scary when they're young, and I feel like if they're, yeah, I'm very sorry that you had to go through this. I'm very sorry about this. Was your daughter, was your child diagnosed in the NICU, if I may ask?
Was she diagnosed in NICU? Yes.
And that was a yes, the NICU, NICU, I think it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
And he was in the NICU, yes.
And then do you remember the admission date?
What, the discharge date?
Or the admission, when she was admitted to the NICU and when she was discharged?
No, the only thing I remember is when she had the surgery date. And, discharge date.
Okay. And then I'll take, and do you know what those dates were?
Well, her surgery date was on November, November 9th from 2022. And she got discharged December 27th or the 28th of 2022.
Got you. And I have admission date 11/9/2022 and a discharge date of 12/27/2022 for her surgery.
I'm going to say the 28th to be sure.
Okay.
Of December charge.
No worries. And what was the child's full name as it appears on their birth certificate?
Ariana Darren Barbour.
And then that was Sharon, Sharon?
Yes.
Got you. And then Ariana, or just one N?
Just one N. Ariana.
And then Barbour?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure Sharon is correct. It's Sharon?
Yes.
And then what was her birth weight? You said 3 pounds.
Her birth weight was 3 pounds. Yeah.
Got you, 3 pounds. And then, let me see. Do you know what, let me see, this is, okay, got you. And then, do you know when she started using, or when she started receiving the baby formula?
No.
And then, just to the best of your knowledge, was it maybe October? Probably like October.
I started giving it to her. Yeah, I started giving her the product in October. That I do remember.
Do you remember when she stopped receiving the baby formula or the Similac?
Oh, yes. I remember in November. November of 2022. I can't really tell you specific dates.
That's okay. I do have October to November of usage.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula and the child that received, or and the connection between the NEC diagnosis?
Well, I didn't notice it until I seen blood in her stool.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
And when was that? If I'm
having a lot of like stomach pains and accumulated a fever.
So
when I took her there. Mm-hmm.
Well, when did you realize, or when did you first learn of a connection between the baby formula and the NEC diagnosis? So do you know when, like when you found out about this suit, and
no,
when
I
you
don't.
Found out about the connection?
Oh, I found out about the suit watching TV.
Okay. Do you know when that was?
It came up on the first year. Oh, God. Say a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to say about 2-3 weeks ago, almost a month, if I'm not mistaken.
And then what was the time between the usage and the injury of baby formula?
Well, the only thing I can remember is how long I used the formula for, and it was over 2 weeks.
She used it for over 2 weeks?
Yeah. I'm going to say about, I don't remember this stuff. It was over 2 weeks. It was about 20 to 23 days.
Got you. And so you said you started using, so you started using the formula when?
Excuse me?
When did you start giving your child the baby formula?
I started giving her the formula around October.
And then stopped in November?
Yes, sir. That's the only thing I remember so far.
Okay, perfect. And was the child ever fed breast milk? Ever fed breast milk prior to the formula?
No.
And was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Say that again?
Was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based or cow or milk-based formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or dark bloody stools?
Yeah, that's the thing I encountered with her was a bloody stool and a high fever.
Bloody stool and a high fever.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did your child have any of the following... Oh, wait, okay. So sorry about that. Just one second. And do you have any copy of the medical records for your daughter?
No, but it's not a problem for us to get it. I have the hospital number if needed.
Okay.
With all the information.
Perfect. And what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to the NEC? Was it antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, sorry, I couldn't, unrelated surgeries, any other treatment like that?
I just remember she had to get a nasogastric tube to drain the, you know, the gas fluid from her stomach, that I remember. She couldn't get no oral feedings. They had her on an IV for nutrition.
See.
I do remember the hospital gave me this medication, like antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, it starts with a B, broad spectrum, I believe. It was to treat the infection.
And then what was it called? What was
the name
of...
antibiotics?
Yes.
It was called the broad spectrum.
Let's see. Okay. And when was the last time that they were treated for NEC-related issues?
When was the last time?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I know her doctor does a follow-up with her. Like regular checkups.
Mm-hmm.
Was
there any recent procedures or anything like that she went through?
Yeah, well, right now, well, not right now, but she is undergoing.
Do you remember the last time that she was treated for this, though?
treated for the for what, sweetheart?
Oh, the NEC, the necrotizing enterocolitis.
The last time she was treated?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't remember the day. Well.
Was it like 2022? Like same year?
Yeah, it was in the same year. It definitely was. I'm just trying to remember the month.
And that was the last time she was treated for it?
Yeah.
So was in, last time she was treated for it was in 2022?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what month? She was only alive for about, she was born in, she was only alive for about 2 months in 2022, I think. She was born
right.
in October, right? And then did any of the procedures
right.
ever go on in 2023 or anything like that?
No. I'm trying to remember this, the month. Cause, mm-hmm.
And she hasn't been treated for, like, recent? She just gets checkups? Or, like, she hasn't had any, like...
She just gets checkups. Well,
okay.
She will be undergoing this treatment. It starts with a P.
Do you know when that was? Or...
No, I don't. I just know it was after she was discharged. That I remember.
Okay, so it was a little bit ago. It was like maybe November of 2022?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then do you remember the name of the doctor that she was diagnosed by?
Oh, yeah, sure. Her name is Miss Allison Goldson. She was really nice. Dr. Allison Galt.
Dr. Allison. And then how did you spell her last name?
Galt. G-A-U-L-T.
Allison Galt. And then the diagnosing, and then the name of the facility was 1 Gustav Lane?
Yes, she a pediatrician.
And that was the Mount Sinai Hospital.
Yes.
And then do you have their phone number by chance? Or I can look it up as well, actually.
Yes.
I have
212. Yeah, either way, it's cool. I have...
Oh. I'll run the one that I found by you. It's 212-659-8752.
Yes. Hold on. Let me look at my call log because I have their number to the direct people you need to speak with. Yes, it's 212. Read that number back to me, sir, so I make sure you have the right one.
212-659-8752. 8752?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, so, 212-659-8752.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then... Were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did the injured party experience any swollen abdomen or any discoloration?
No. Well, you had you said abdominal surgery?
So any abdominal surgeries performed or experienced with a swollen abdomen or discoloration?
The one that I was telling you about earlier, it started with an L. Laparotomy surgery.
Was that
laparotomy?
Was that an intestinal surgery?
It's abdominal. I just know they had to put a surgical incision in her abdominal cavity. That's the only thing I can remember.
Got you. So there was a surgery that took place. And again, I'm very, very sorry. Do you know the bell staging of NEC?
Talking about.
Do you know the bell staging of NEC the child had? And can you describe the symptoms? Was it stage 1, 2, bloody stool, bloating?
No, I can't. I don't know nothing about no stages. They never said anything about no stages.
And how is the child doing now, if I may ask? You said there was some comprehensive issues and some...
Yeah, she doesn't act like a regular, like a normal baby. Like she has, developmental issues as far as like her brain is concerned.
Got you. And I'm sorry, I'm just filling this out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this last, for this last bit, we request, sorry?
No, I'm just sitting here trying to recite everything, making sure everything that I'm being asked, I'm being correct about it, because it's a lot to remember.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm very, very sorry, and thank you for taking the time to at least speak with us about this. We, for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps just prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instance.
No,
sorry?
Unfortunately, I don't.
I see. So, yeah, we would have to put at least one person down if there's like a distant family member, just someone that would we be able to reach out. And it just has to be like,
oh.
We just need like a name and a phone. Oh, wait, what was that? Did you think it was something else?
I'm trying to think who I can use that will answer their phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just a distant family member, someone that knows you, care, or, you know.
347.
And then can I have their first name?
376.
And... Wait, 347-376. What was the rest?
347-376-8974.
Perfect. And then can I have their first name in relationship to you?
Rhonda. And that's my mother.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And then we just have to ask, do you have her home address?
Yes. 2698 10th Avenue, New York, New York.
00034?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm going to read this back. I have 2698 10th Avenue, New York, New York, 10034.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send over documents from our attorneys. After you have signed them, they're going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, just so they can confirm everything that I've got here, make sure you're doing okay, and they're going to go over everything else.
Okay.
Oh, everything else, that any other questions you would have. I'm going to confirm these addresses with you really
okay.
quick. I have 2395 First Avenue, New York, New York,
okay.
USA. Zip code 10035.
Okay. Yes.
And then primary email is RACAHELAAdamson@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the signer social is 13370-1495.
Yes.
And then the signer's date of birth is 10-7-1986.
Yes.
And then your daughter's social is 775-380620.
Yes.
And then the spelling on her first name is A-R-I-A-N-A-S Barbour, B-A-R-B-O-U-R.
Yes.
Perfect. And her date of birth is it October 15th?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for confirming. I almost had that wrong. And the hospital is the Mount Sinai Hospital, 1 Gustave L. Levi Place, New York, New York, 10029.
Yes.
And then I just have to let you know that this call was being recorded for quality assurance purposes for our attorneys as well. And you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. I'm sending over our documents right now. Just one second. Just one second. Again, just one second. I'm sending this out right now.
Okay.
Okay, so it does look like we have you in our system. Did you already sign on with a group named Saddle Rock Legal Group recently? Do you remember ever signing on with them?
Yes, I have, but what I'm trying to explain to the man was he said I needed medical records, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to tell me that they supposedly can't call the hospital and get the documentation from me. They saying that claim that I already have open is still open and I was approved, but they still need extra documentation. So basically this one is supposed to be a new claim because I didn't have the documents on hand.
So did they cancel with you?
But I'm approved for it, so I'm not. No, they didn't cancel with me.
Yeah, they're still working your case.
I don't know what's going on.
Good. Let me see.
Right, so I'm not understanding what this call was about. It was kind of confusing because I'm like, I know I spoke about this already, so why am I getting another call about it? And I signed documents, so I'm not understanding what this call was really about.
Okay, so we have you on for Roundup. This is for NEC, right? This is for your daughter in regards
to... Yeah, this
you.
Is for NNC. Yeah, right.
Okay.
This is for my daughter. The other one is already... I don't even know why that's there. I'm not understanding.
Okay. Just one second. Did you also use Roundup? I think...
Yes, sir.
You also used Roundup?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Our email just went through. Just let me know as soon as you get it and as soon as you've completed those documents. It's just going to be a DocuSign.
Wait, Mama, hold on.
And then, yeah, it's...
No, my youngest, the one that went through the neck problem, he's getting frustrated. Hold on, Ariana.
And then just let me know when they're completed. I will send... Or I'll help you out if you need any assistance signing.
Everywhere that it says sign, sign?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I finished.
Perfect. Okay. So I will, it's going to be a different law firm reaching out to you, Saddle Rock, not Saddle Rock Legal this time. They're handling your Roundup case, so it's a little bit different. It'll probably be the same process, though. Our attorneys or our separate group will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to complete this NEC intake. I'll send you a text from my personal number, too. So if you have any questions, just let me know, okay?
Okay, no problem. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for making this so easy. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I know it's hard, but hopefully we'll see some resolution from this, okay?
Yeah, I really don't like talking about it, but it's okay.
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time. It was about an hour, so thank you for at least, you know, sitting here and being open about it. If you have any questions, just let me know, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, sweetie. You have a good one.
You too. Be safe. Have a good day.
Bye.